This week, a new mobile phone network called BeMilo was launched. It promises to give parents total control of their child's mobile phone use. Simon Gough is the founder and chairman of the company. Simon, what exactly is BeMilo then? How does it work?
OK, well, BeMilo is the UK's first safe mobile network. It's been designed by parents for children to use. It's exactly the same as any other pay-as-you-go service, apart from the fact it works slightly in reverse. So instead, when you get a normal pay-as-you-go service, you can call anyone at any time and spend as much money as you like. With our service, you actually have to open it up to begin with. So if you give it to a child, you can control what time of day they can use the phone, who they can contact, when they can contact. You can block bullies and you can control their monthly spend.
What sort of things, then, could you prevent a child from doing, say?
So, for example, one of the key things that our parents that we talked to were really interested in was the ability to turn their phones off during school hours and late at night. 40% of children are sleep-deprived late at night due to inappropriate technology use, such as texting or browsing the web. And that has obviously knock-on effects for concentration during school time, etc. So our service allows you to, say, turn the phone off at 8:30 in the morning and come back on at 3:30 after school. But the important bit about our service is, at the same time, it allows parents or guardians or anyone that has parent status to be able to call their child and their child can call them.
How sophisticated is it, though?
Because for the average parent...
Yes, I mean, when you... Yes, there's two things there, aren't there? How sophisticated is it? Could the average parent use it? And secondly, how sophisticated is it? Because lots of people try blocking things on the computer and then find they can't do searches for themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's why we actually went back to basics with this. And we thought, well, everyone's got a time switch in their house for setting their central heating. And we went back to the old-fashioned time switches, the ones where you used to pull the pegs out and set the times, not the digital ones. So we very much tried to make it as simple and straightforward for parents to use. You can go in, you can see it's a time clock with green segments and red segments. We've tried to make it as simple as possible. The whole thing about all this is that, you know, there's so much technology around at the moment, and actually all people want is to make life simple, and everyone says technology makes your life simple. I think the techies get lost sometimes. So we've made a mobile service that's very simple, very straightforward. It's got on-off buttons and time switches, such that grandparents or parents should feel confident in setting the controls.
Well, we asked a few parents in central London if they would like one of these phones.
It seems a very good idea, actually, yeah. It gives people, parents, peace of mind as to what's going on with their children's mobiles.
I think it'll be very beneficial for parents.
Yeah, I do too. Be able to keep tabs on what they're up to.
Yes, it would make them safer from bullying and those sort of things. I mean, I'd be more comfortable about them having a cell phone if we had that sort of service.
I think it's not necessary. I trust my children.
I think to the age of 14, 15, it's good to understand what your children are actually doing rather than letting them get on with what other kids are doing.
Well, as you'd expect, overall pretty positive, but then we ask the children.
I think it's horrible. I think it's not so good if parents can control everything. I think you need to sort of like give your children a tiny bit of a free, you know, room to breathe.
I think that it's an invasion of children's privacy.
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't want them to see who I text with and who I'm friends with.
You need to trust your children too.
I'd feel quite ashamed and disgraced that my parents would want to invade my privacy.
Predictably not so keen. That point about... privacy, it's important, isn't it? Part of growing up is that you make your own mistakes and you learn from them, and they can be painful. Mm. But you can't have your parents standing looking over your shoulder all your life, can you?
Absolutely not. And in no way is that what we intend to do. All we want to do, and all our service does, is provide parents with the emergency service tools that they've been asking for. So children, no child is going to want to be grounded. But that's what a parent does. It grounds their children if they misbehave or don't adhere to the guidelines set by the house rules, for example. So you can't ground someone's mobile phone. So in essence, a parent can trust or distrust as much as the child plays by the rules. This is completely open. If a parent trusts their child, they'll leave the service completely open so they can talk to whoever they want, whenever they want, and the parent doesn't need to get involved. But the problem is, in the past, if there's a problem, what does a parent then do? And the advice from the networks is get a new mobile number. Well, that's not practical or a sensible proposition. So, you know, if you're introducing younger children to mobile phones, then this is a great way for them to learn about the technology. You know, someone asked me the other day about, is this appropriate technology for children to have? A mobile phone, we've grown up, there's a generation of children that are using adults' phones for children's services.
Isn't there a temptation if you're a parent, though, we're all naturally nosy, that you'll be snooping on your child all the time?
Well, I'm sure many parents have children with diaries. Do they read their diaries? I don't know. It's up to a parent to make those. It's the trust between the parent and the child.
There are apps, aren't there, on the market that do much the same kind of thing as you are offering here?
There are some apps, and some of them are very good. What we looked at before we started the business was what's the most appropriate and safest solution for a parent? Well, there is no getting around that a network-level solution is always going to be the safest. It's the way ISPs are going with broadband. It's where the safety is coming. Apps are on smartphones. All kids don't have smartphones. I think 20-30% of kids have smartphones. Most of the parents that introduce children to phones would never dream of giving them a £300 or £400 phone. We're often seeing that parents hand down phones. So when a parent gets an upgrade or changes a phone, those phones end up in the children's hands.
And how much is it?
It's from £2.95 a month, and a standard pay-as-you-go rate, and is available online.